The 44th annual Seattle International Film Festival kicks off tonight. It is said to be one of the largest and most highly attended film festivals in the country. More than 145,000 people are expected to attend at several Seattle area venues to see more than 400 films from 90 countries. Some of those films are even geared toward younger audiences, and for the 10th year, SIFF has selected some young people to help judge which of them are the best. 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick talked with Caleb Lee, Rose Shipley, and JoJo Drummond about how they first got interested in film.
Caleb, let's start with you.
My stepdad and I were like huge film geeks, so like since I was young, like my mom and my two older sisters, they would never watch with us because we don't have the same taste in movies. But my dad and I would always, we would watch a lot of movies, we would talk about them. And then obviously, like, as I got older, I could start watching more, like,
right.
Like extended into, like, PG-13 and, like, R-rated movies. And when I got into high school, I had to choose a class for my art credit. And I just decided to take theater because I thought, you know, like, it would be fun. I'm sort of interested in film. And then starting sophomore year, I started a film class. Now I'm in my second year of the film class. And it's just been really, really fun. And I guess I wanted to become like a jury member because of that, because watching films and talking about them and analyzing them is so fun for me.
Do you see it as a possible career for you?
I definitely see it as a possible career. Yeah.
JoJo, let's ask you, what first got you interested in film?
My dad is a location scout for TV shows and movies, and he always tells me what makes a good movie and made me interested in film. So I took some SIFF camps, and now I'm on the SIFF jury.
That's exciting. All right, Rose, how about you?
Like Caleb, my love for film stemmed from my dad showing me films from his favorite directors. When I was in fourth grade, he showed me Reservoir Dogs, which was probably inappropriate for how young I am, but he really loved Wes Anderson and Quentin Tarantino, so he'd show me their films, and he'd like sit me down, and he'd like pause the movie and be like, see, Wes Anderson uses symmetry in that shot. It's amazing. He's great use of color. So that's where my love of film really stemmed. And at my school, we have a program called Production, led by my teacher, Lulu Carpenter, who does an amazing job with it. And we learn how to make movies and produce them. And we had an intensive course. And that's what really, being able to make movies, write the script, the dialogue, work on the lighting, all of that together was really what started my interest in the filmmaking process, because I've had an interest in film for a very long time, but it wasn't until I've actually started making movies myself that I really got into like SIFF and making my own movies.
Well, you guys all have background in what makes a good movie. And I wanted to ask you, as you're members of these juries, what you're going to be looking for in the films you're seeing and rating. Why don't we start with you, Rose?
For me, what's really important is the script. I think, is the dialogue realistic? Do they use subtext? No one ever really says exactly what they're thinking out loud. So for me, the like convincing script and a well-written script is really an essential part of every film.
Caleb, what about you? What are you looking for?
For me, like the movies that I lean towards watching the most and like constantly come back to are ones that have like a twist, I guess. So what I look for in watching these is like, I want it to make me feel something, you know, whether that means makes me feel surprised or like sad or like, you know, happy. I want to walk out of the theater not thinking, oh, okay, that was a good movie, but I want to feel something.
Well, you're saying you don't really have a set criteria or things you're going to be looking for. You're just going to want to see how it makes you feel. That's why I was going to ask you guys, are you going to have some kind of a list? Not a checklist per se, but things to have in mind? Or are you just going to go with your gut? JoJo, how do you think you're going to kind of come up with what you think the best films are that you're going to see?
I think I'm going to do what you said and just kind of go with my gut, because I don't want to be like disappointed if it's not exactly what I want, and I want to have an open mind to everything.
Rose, how about you?
I think for me, the films that I'll probably lean towards or advocate more in the jury deliberations will be the ones that everyone can agree on, because I know that there are some movies that I'm really passionate about that other people think are terrible movies. And I think that in the end, because we are in a jury and it's important that we all are able to share our opinions and our ideas. So I think that in the end, what we're kind of looking for is a movie that everyone can agree is well-constructed, well-written, and has broad appeal.
All right, Caleb, you said you're not going to have a checklist. Are you going to be going with your gut as well, or how are you going to be rating these?
I think a large part of why SIFF wants kids our age to be on the jury is because the films that we are watching are made by young adults around our age. And I took this sort of as like a learning experience, because as a person who wants to make films in the future, I want to see something that I can learn from and also I can resonate with. And I think that's like a large part of why we are on this jury, is because we are young adults and because the filmmakers are also young adults. They have specific messages that are geared towards us. And I think what my rankings of these movies really comes down to is how effectively they communicated it.
That was 16-year-old Caleb Lee, 14-year-old Rose Shipley, and 10-year-old Jojo Drummond speaking with 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick. They are members of this year's youth juries at SIFF and will help select winners in the Films for Families and Future Wave sections. You can see a photo of these young film buffs on our website, knkx.org. That's where you'll also find a link to more information about the Seattle International Film Festival.